Every morning before dawn, satyogis gather together. As we have done. In these millennia-long Kumbh Melas, by the holy river of love, to those who are not yet completely out of the eclipse of their real self, it is the morning sacrificial offering. Where we, our souls, force our egos to get out of bed, even though it wants to sleep in. And we sacrifice our physical comfort for the more important work. Of aligning ourselves with the consciousness of infinite beauty and purity and goodness and love and joy. And for mutual empowerment. And for silencing the mind. So that we can be the complete carriers and vehicles of the presence of God. So that we may see the Beloved in all. And the cosmos itself as the reflection of the Beloved. And that we may fulfill our function of creating a beautiful energy field that radiates love. To all souls who seek the light. And to serve the Beloved in whatever way we are called. But it is only a seeming sacrifice to those who accomplish the mission, but the fulfillment of the highest joy the completion of our journey upstream, swimming in the river of love, the holy river, to find its source. In the very origin and creator of love. The creator of beauty. The creator of worlds. And by returning into that source of the Ganges, the Gaumukh, which happens to be the crown chakra of Lord Shiva, the cosmic heart mind, the blissful light of the infinite self. We arrive again at home, so that an exhausted world can be relieved of its suffering, and a new heavenly world of joy, of goodness, of purity and love can be born. As the result of our efforts, our tapasya, our penance, our undergoing of the rite of passage through ego death into eternal life. And live as the eternal flame. Who shares in the co-creation. Of the glorious radiance of God. And the gift of the Lord's translation of all the information in the infinite intelligence and blissful heart into a world that is the Lord of Love's most perfect self-image. The light, the love, the bliss, the beauty, the joy belongs to no one. Goodness, virtue, talent, wisdom belong to no one. And yet are shared by all and accessible to all, willing to use those powers in the service of God and not of an individual ego. It is this purification of intention that is the mission we must accomplish now. To be free of the final karmic attachment to the fading illusion, so that we may belong solely, totally, blissfully to the light. The source, to the inconceivable, who abides within as the self of all. May you know the miracle of God's love. And never leave it for any other. As we simultaneously approach in Chronos time the mouth of the river as it empties out into the ocean of love, while yogis return to the source in the high mountains, at the highest mountain of God, who is in ever rest. Who abides at the peak of the spectrum of consciousness, the two ends of the river and the ocean and the rain of grace that makes the river eternal. Are all one, and we are present everywhere and nowhere. May we abide as the real. Namaste. May you know and feel the peace that comes of full surrender to the one God, the one self, the one true love, the one real. And may you know and feel the deeper peace of the consummation of that union with the infinite heart and mind. Of the one self. And may you know the supreme peace and bliss. Of the ultimate realization that transcends all worlds, all concepts, the entire event horizon of our imagination. Namaste. Blessings to all.